Proclamation number 6670 of 15th of October, 1956. Acknowledging Jesus Christ and benefiting from the graces. If you want your earthly life to be successful for eternity, then you must make use of the blessings which the Divine Redeemer Jesus Christ acquired for you on the cross. If you don't make use of these blessings, then it is impossible for you to attain the degree of maturity which guarantees you entry into the Kingdom of Light after your physical death. For you lack strength because you have become weak and helpless due to your past apostasy from me, because you are subject to the power of the one who dragged you down into the abyss. You are now at the mercy of this power and cannot resist it with your own strength. You also have too weak a will which does not strive for a release from this power. But you can certainly experience a supply of strength and a strengthening of will if you turn to the one who died for this on the cross in order to help you break free from your dungeon master. For what you lack he acquired for you because he knew of your weakness and helplessness and because he wanted to break the adversary's power. Because he wanted to pay the ransom for you through his death on the cross, and that adversary can no longer hold you if you want to be released from him. Everything has been done for you so that it is now possible for you to ascend again. You can attain maturity of soul on earth, but never without Jesus Christ. You first have to let yourselves be redeemed by him. You have to appeal to him for strength and grace, which you may now also receive in abundance because you desire to become free from the enemy of your souls. Thus you have to make use of the blessings of the act of salvation. You must ask for strength and reinforcement of will from the one who acquired this treasure of grace through his death on the cross. When you enter this earth as a human being, my adversary still has power over you. And in earthly life it is solely a matter of whether you turn your will away from him and towards me again, which, however, you only prove if you acknowledge Jesus Christ, because I embodied myself in the human being Jesus in order to use my love for you so that you can return to me again. Hence, acknowledging Jesus Christ is synonymous with acknowledging me myself, whom you once rejected. Thus you separated yourselves from me of your own will. This great sin had to invalidate you, for my strength of love could no longer take effect in you due to your resistance. And if I want you to take the path back to me, then I first have to impart strength to you. Thus I have to give you something you don't have to claim. I have to impart grace to you, and this, in turn, had to be acquired through an immense sacrifice which love wanted to make for you. And thus the sacrifice must also be acknowledged, and thus also the one who made the sacrifice. The man Jesus, whom deepest love motivated to bring help to the bound souls. And in this man Jesus I embodied myself, because I am love from eternity. Therefore, if you want to return to me, if you want to successfully cover your earthly path, you can never pass by the Divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, for only from him will you receive the strength and reinforcement of your will, whereas otherwise you will remain weak and will never be able to release yourselves from my adversary's power. Only the call of Jesus Christ is enough to prove that you acknowledge him, and you will now receive from his inexhaustible fountain of grace what you need in order to attain light again, strength and bliss. But without Jesus Christ you live your earthly life in vain. You'll remain in the abyss, for you will be held fast until you call upon me yourselves in Jesus Christ, for as long as your will is still turned towards him, who will not release you, but who no longer has control over you as soon as you hand yourselves over to the Divine Redeemer, which is also recognition of me, and you have now also passed the test of earthly life. Amen.